This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. As it always is, also, you can connect with us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. Just send us a contact request. You'll get added to our list, and it'll be easy for you to connect at that point in the future. Whenever you feel like you got something to say, because that's what Free Talk Live's all about. You don't have to be talking about the subject at hand. We've always got something we bring to the table. Tonight we've been focusing on Free State Project-related news, because there's always something going on up here. We've got over 1,000 people here as part of the Free State Project who love liberty and who are getting active. We're almost to 14,000 signed participants over at freestateproject.org. If you've been waiting and you've been sitting on the fence, not sure if you're going to sign up for the Free State Project, what are you waiting for? What is keeping you on the fence? There is no other movement that is even close to accomplishing what the liberty activists in the Free State Project have accomplished. And the letters to the editor, the editorials, the blogs by the people who benefit from the status quo, by the people who support the status quo, is perfect evidence that the Free State Project is already a success. We had earlier this year the quote, which is now infamous, from State Representative Cynthia Chase. This made national headlines, where she said that free staters are the single biggest threat to the state. And she's not the only one who feels this way, obviously. And whether she was talking about the people that are in politics or civil disobedience or, you know, conflagration of the two, this guy who's writing to the Valley News up in the Grafton area that we've been sharing with you here, we'll continue his letter here in moments, he's focusing on the political actions. He's saying these people are a huge danger to the status quo, because they've come in to Grafton in a fairly large concentration. As far as concentrations of activists are concerned, Grafton's probably one of the highest concentrations. I mean, as far as activists per population, what the ratio is, Grafton's probably got it. It's also, you know, in the middle of the woods, so if you want any kind of comforts, you're going to have to drive a half an hour to an hour away to go to the grocery store and things like that. I'm sorry, Mark, you were not sitting down when we started. Go ahead.
Need a better store. They need a better store there in Grafton. But other than that, I mean, I can see some real advantages to where they are. And, you know, the population, you know, the dispersal of free staters there, they've had a lot of effect. There's another little blog post that's come to light about a rep here in New Hampshire. It's a Ridley report where he says that they have to combat the free staters.
The invasion.
And essentially advocating for restrictions on freedoms so that they'll self-deport, saying that we need to do things short of sending them to the salt mines.
That's right. Yeah, I saw that video. It's on Free Keen today.
The language, I didn't think this guy seemed terrible in the way he was saying, but I mean, you know, the way they see this is that it is an all-out war. The long knives are out.
Absolutely. And, you know, the old Gandhi quote, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. We have definitely passed the ignoring stage. You can argue whether it's the laughing and or fighting stage, but I would say it's the latter. I would say they're fighting at this point.
Yeah,
and I don't want to fight, you know. I just want people to be free, and I'm not interested in having conflict with people. I think that a lot of the folks who, like this guy that you're talking about, this state representative that Dave Ridley recently interviewed, that interview has been posted to freekeen.com for those that would like to see this. But he believes, explains in the video, did you see the video,
yep,
Mark?
I watched it.
He explains in the video that he thinks government is a good thing, that it's, you know, it's there to help people. And that's a common kind of lefty view. And people that love liberty want to help people too. It's just that we're not willing to threaten our neighbors in order to help people. And people like him don't want to see that. They don't want to see the violence that is inherently behind their system.
Right.
It makes it very uncomfortable.
I think the best response to that is first, do you believe in the scientific method? Do you believe that you need to you know, have a control group in order to see if a statement is true? Well, if you believe that government is good, that's fine. You can believe that. You need to offer people the opportunity to to exist without government in whatever area it is that you want them to have it. Really, what's the problem with me opting out of your little system? I promise not to use any of the benefits that you are offering. Why can't I opt out?
These people don't have good answers to tough questions like that. Dave Ridley asks, one of the questions that he asked this guy is, is in relation to, I'm spacing on the question at the moment, but there's always no real good answer to, you know, what these guys are facing. Anyway,
well,
let me get back to...
To be fair, I think, not to excuse it, but if you've never... If you're thinking in a completely different paradigm and you've never been asked a question like that, a response certainly takes some time to think of if you've never considered these ideas
sure.
before. So maybe a good answer would be, I'm not sure. I'd never considered that before. Let me think about it and get back to you.
I had somebody say that to me yesterday. I thought it was a valid thing to say.
So I remember what I was going to say. Dave asks him, what are people like me, people that love liberty, supposed to do from wherever it is that we live? Are we just supposed to do nothing? I mean, why not come here? And then the guy actually come to one place and concentrate activism. And the guy actually acknowledges that it worked in Vermont. He talks about how a bunch of leftist hippies moved into Vermont back in the 70s and kind of seriously influenced the state and the politics there.
And this guy claims to be a progressive redneck. And I just really have to ask for those folks, why fight? Why fight? Why be in the freest state in the Union, that's what New Hampshire is, and then fight to make it like all of the rest of the surrounding states? I mean, is it that are the White Mountains so much better than the Green Mountains? I don't know. I mean, I just don't quite understand.
Well, it seems like New Hampshire, I know a lot of people from Massachusetts, for example, they like to come up here and vacation, and it's because it's nice up here.
It sure is beautiful.
There are some differences. I think Massachusetts has pretty parts. But it's a lot more populated, and there's so many run-down towns.
Vermont is similar to New Hampshire, but Massachusetts and is really different than...
Yeah, but they come up here because it's better, but then they get elected and try to make it like their old state. And I guess they don't see that. Maybe they don't understand why it's better. I don't get that mentality.
If they would simply observe in this letter to the editor from Angus Gorman out of Grafton, he's very upset about Free State Project participants getting active in politics. Because remember, when the Keniacs, the liberty activists here, were active doing a lot of civil disobedience in the last several years, the answer from the people inside the system is, well, this is terrible! Why don't you get inside the system and try to change things from inside the system?
Because then we can really oppose you and vilify you.
Because that's what happens. As soon as you get inside the system and start to bring a message of liberty loud and clear inside the system and start getting a foothold because people like in Grafton are showing up in mass at these town meetings, they have the majority of people at this town meeting. The votes were like 35 to 34. Then these guys start to really freak out, because then the actual system itself is in jeopardy. Anyway, back to his email here, or his letter to the editor. If they would simply observe their surroundings instead of storming into town determined to free us.
Right. Now, so I love this. Now they shouldn't get involved in the political process because they're from the outside. This is my favorite argument. In a state where more than half of the residents are from outside of the state, it is somehow bad or wrong for you to come from outside of the state in order to want to change the political process. Then let's just go ahead and pass a law that says that nobody who wasn't born in New Hampshire is allowed to vote. I mean, let's just go ahead and follow this to its logical... Then shut up! I mean, it's the stupidest
point. Well, they can't shut up, Mark, because this is the only thing they can do. They need to rally their troops. They need to get the people who support the status quo, anybody that's gotten lazy and hasn't been coming out to vote, they need to get them out to vote. This is their last chance. They're already losing in Grafton. They've got a majority of people who are showing up to meetings who are Free State Project participants or liberty-loving folks who agree with the ideas of liberty and freedom in New Hampshire. These are the majority now of the town meeting. This is all they got left is, holler from the hilltops! They're coming in, folks! We need you down here! We need you voting for the state! We need you to do it ASAP because we're going to lose it! That's what's happening. That's all they got.
I agree with you.
Aside from firebombings and assassinations.
I had one of these sort of progressive types look me right in my eye across the table and say, I wish you people would just leave. You know, like gritting her teeth and like spitting. Well, she said it with such vitriol. You know, really?
I thought you
liked the democratic process.
I wish you people would just leave others alone. 855, 453, but yet we're the bad guys. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months, or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There, you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You bring up anything you want. Toll free number 855-453. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We've got listening choices. Broadband version of our stream is available to you, plus lower bandwidths like midband and narrow band. All of them are free. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there and also learn more about the other listening methods like our radio stations, over 110 great stations, AM and FM, across the country, coast to coast. In addition to that, XM Satellite Radio. You'll find us on two different channels there throughout the week. And we're also up on Free-to-Air Satellite, the Bitcoin Free-to-Air Satellite channel, available across all of North America as well as Central America. The details on all these things are available at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take all kinds of forms, whether it's weather or blackouts or unemployment, fiscal collapse possibility. That's a possibility, just to name a few of those. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when an emergency is going to strike. And one way to get some insurance against possibilities when it comes to emergencies is to have some storable food on hand. You never know what kind of situation that you might need storable food. But if you want to get some, the best way to go about doing that is go to food.freetalklive.com. We've got the Legacy Premium brand there that we represent. And it's 100% GMO-free. It's the only one that is. 100% MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 a meal. When I say that, you know, it's free of all these things, you'd think it would taste bad, but it doesn't. We had the vegetarian chili just recently, and it was quite tasty for food that didn't have meat in it. It's really good. Now, they have, of course, dehydrated meat that you can get that option. This just happened to be the vegetarian chili because they have all kinds of different options. They've got gluten-free options and vegetarian options. Like I said, none of the artificial flavors or preservatives that a lot of people are looking not to have. I looked at the ingredients on the bag, and I didn't see anything that seemed disturbing. It was all sort of words that I could read and understand. So go to food.freetalklive.com to get the Legacy Premium brand. They are the best in price, storability, and taste. It's food.freetalklive.com.
We're updating you on news in regards to what's happening with the Free State Project participants getting pushback from people who are inside the system and or supporters of the status quo. I don't know who it is that wrote this letter to the editor. I don't know if it's somebody that is, owns a business that benefits from government contracts, or if it's somebody who actually works directly for the state, or if they're, you know, a retiree.
Standard statist.
Yeah, but they're upset. They are livid because liberty activists, including a number of Free State Project participants, numbering in the majority of a recent town meeting in Grafton, a very small town in sort of central New Hampshire, north central New Hampshire.
We call central north in New Hampshire because most of the population lives in the southern portion.
Right. And he's upset because these activists came to a town meeting. They managed to get warrant articles put on the ballot. One of them, for instance, actually prohibits the annual budget increase, or limits it, rather, to $1 per year. Most town budgets have a certain percentage by which they can increase the budget every single year. They have proposed limiting that to $1. And that's very upsetting to the people that want to see the government continue to grow.
But, okay, so did you say there was 35 or something like that at this meeting?
70 at the meeting total, approximately 35 of them were liberty activists.
So it took 35 people to outnumber you? Where were you? You can't get angry about this. Like, you weren't paying attention until today because there was a couple Free Staters there.
Well, I mean, he may have been there, for all we know.
But I'm just saying in general, like, the people of Grafton, you've never cared about this before.
And they're not going to care now.
And it's like that in every city. I mean, if you've ever gone to city council meetings, they are empty. Like, no,
the government bureaucrats who show up to attend.
Yes, there are government bureaucrats, and there's a few people, but how many people live in the city of Keene? 25,000?
Right.
There's not even 100 people in that room?
Yeah.
People don't care.
Not even 1%.
So you can't not care and then complain when somebody actually does care and uses the system as it was intended to be used.
So what they're trying to do is rally the troops. This guy wants to outrage the people who don't care, like you're saying, or who have not been paying attention, to try to get them out, to get them active against the Free State Project participants that are active in their town. But the thing is, most people don't care. They don't care what the statists are doing in City Hall because they know, they feel like there's nothing they can do about it. If all of a sudden Free State Project participants start getting in there and putting freedom-oriented things on the ballot and getting elected maybe even to selectmen or city council or whatever, they're still not going to care about that. The average person just doesn't care. They're too busy in their own life. They're trying to pay the bills and take care of their family. And, Mark, you encountered a lady today who had heard of Free Keene, but she didn't know what the Free State Project was. People don't know these things.
No.
They have no idea. The only people who know what the Free State Project is are people who have an interest in the system They're the ones who are most concerned with the Free State Project. Let me continue with this guy's letter to the editor. So he says if they'd simply observe their surroundings instead of storming into town determined to free us, they would see that Grafton was much freer before it had a porcupine on its back. They need a new hobby, one that ironically would not infringe on the liberty of others, which is a common complaint about Free State Project participants who have had some level of traction in the political process, is that you're going to destroy our liberty! Well, wait a minute. Liberty activists are here to supplant liberty, to add to liberty, to bring liberty to, more liberty to, this particular plot of land. So whose liberty is being infringed by more people having liberty? Well, it's the state government bureaucrats who won't have the liberty to just steal as much money from people anymore. They won't have the liberty to just arrest anybody that they want to anymore, which, of course, is a perversion of the term liberty in the first place.
Right.
That's the point.
If this gentleman does not want to be free, I want him to have that option. I think that's kind of the problem with coming off as like, I'm here to free you. I'm here to save you. Well, what if I didn't want freeing? What if I didn't want saving? So I don't really necessarily feel like I'm here to free people. I am here to, I care about freedom for myself and I care about freedom for those who want it. But if this guy wants to live in a community where there's a huge budget and he pays a lot of taxes, I don't care.
How about to let people be free? You know, if you would like to be free, you should be able to be free. But if you would like to have someone tell you what to do, there are people like Angus Gorman hanging around who'd be happy to, tell you what to do.
And if that's what he wants or anybody else wants, I want you to have that.
He says the Free State Project's political agenda is one of the most obnoxious and disrespectful things I have ever seen in my life. Well, point of clarification, the Free State Project doesn't really have an agenda. Their only agenda is to move liberty-minded people to New Hampshire. That's it. The Free State Project puts on a couple of events every year, the Liberty Forum, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
People just don't get this, though.
That's understandable. They think that there's some, person at the top of the heap that's directing everybody, and there's, like, organizational meetings or whatever. No, that stuff doesn't happen. You move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and that's it. Your participation is complete at that point. The Free State Project is just a promotional vehicle to promote the idea of getting liberty activists together, because that's the only way you can have an effect. Have you ever seen an article anywhere across the country saying anything like this for, like, the Libertarian Party? The Libertarian Party's taking hold here! We need to put a stop to this! It's never happened, because they can't take hold anywhere. There aren't enough of you.
It's not going to happen anyplace else. No time soon.
No, it's happening here. So, more coming up here, 855-453. I got a little more from Angus. And your thoughts are welcome as well. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The Free State Project's political agenda is one of the most obnoxious and disrespectful things I have ever seen in my life, says one critic. We'll continue with his thoughts here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can also join us online. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Corinne is our newest Shriner, and you can see her over at shrine.freetalklive.com, which means she is entered into the contest that we're now doing on a monthly basis here, where she can win some candles.
That's right.
We've got
a gift basket from Savory Scents, where she has all kinds of scented candles. They're delightful little handmade candles with great scent throw. And Corinne is entered to win, and you can be entered to win too if you are a female and you send us your picture that validates that you listen to Free Talk Live. And
right.
By validating, I mean in some way, shape, or form, you know, you put Free Talk Live in the picture or...
Yeah, Corinne had herself sitting in front of her laptop with Free Talk Live's website on it.
Simple.
Yeah.
And just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, take a look at what other folks have sent, and... You can also go, right there is the banner for Savory Scents, and actually you can go to her little store and take a look. She's got
handcrafted candles.
Handcrafted candles. You can use coupon code FTL 2013 to get 10% off.
Nice.
There you go, shrine.freetalklive.com.
All right, so again, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The political successes of the Free State Project Free State Project participants continue to outrage those who are advocates of the status quo. And Angus Gorman's one of them. He wrote a letter to the Valley News in the Upper Valley region near Grafton. He says, "What I have learned is that attending and voting at the deliberative session to edit the ballot is at least as important as voting on the final ballot. The people of Grafton will need to make a note of this for next year, because all of the people of Grafton, of course, are opposed to the Free State Project participants and those other liberty-minded New Hampshire natives that came out to this meeting, because the people of Grafton want more tyranny. They want more government. So he thinks that they should come out and make a note for next year and spend a few hours of their time to prevent irresponsible people from being manipulative in order to feel power."
That's why they're doing it, in order to feel power. They just don't want the government in their lives, so that's them feeling power. I mean,
sounds like projection
isn't it
to me.
Opposite? Isn't this guy the one that's trying to rally the troops in order to feel power by forcing other people to do things that he wants them to do?
That's why I said it sounds like projection to me. Anyway, that's the letter to the editor there. I posted that if you want to read it for yourself over at the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter. You can see that there because you can't actually get on this Valley News site very easily. It's one of those sites that you have to register for, so I just posted the whole thing to our page. But he's not the only one who's upset. Susan the Bruce is also very angry. She is
one, her name Susan Bruce?
I don't know what her last name is, but she's one of the progressive Blue Hampshire bloggers who was outraged after the Cynthia Chase incident, outraged at Free State Project participants after the Cynthia Chase incident. Now, Cynthia Chase was the state representative who made the statement, this historic statement a couple months ago, at this point, that Free Staters, she says, are the single greatest threat to the state. And that's when Susan the Bruce kind of came on the scene. Now, the irony about Susan the Bruce is that she's actually a member of New Hampshire Peace Action. She's one of the board members of New Hampshire Peace Action, which is a group that I support. I think that that it's a, you know, it's kind of more of a left-leaning group, but they are very anti-war, very pro-peace.
And active. I mean, that's the thing I like about them.
It's just that Susan the Bruce obviously doesn't really understand how it is that by supporting the state, she's actually anti-peace in that way. And here's what she has to say on her blog, susanthebruce.blogspot.com, in the article titled, Free State AstroTurf. The creation.
AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Now, this is I'm already insulted. Go ahead.
Really? Why? I don't get it.
I don't either.
Okay, AstroTurf. Okay. Grassroots means that individuals on their own are getting, you know, together and doing something to bring a sort of political change about, like the Tea Party or the Occupy movement. AstroTurf is when a political organization pretends to get people,
I see.
They somehow foster it or something like that. And yeah, certainly political organizations got involved with Occupy and got involved with the Tea Party, but what they did was they came and had a picnic on these grassroots. These are genuine grassroots, and the Free State Project is nothing if not genuine. I mean, this is the most incompetent astroturfing project that has ever existed. If this is funded by some kind of big fund, I mean, this thing's been going on for over 10 years now. We haven't been able to get 20,000 signatures. If it was AstroTurf, we'd have faked 20,000 signatures in the first month. I mean, this is just AstroTurf? Disgusting.
The creation of the Free State Project was announced in an article in the Libertarian Enterprise in 2001. The announcement came from Jason Sorens, then a PhD student in political science at Yale. Sorens got a BA in economics and philosophy at Washington and Lee University, a prestigious private college in Virginia. He then moved on to Yale, where he earned his PhD. Sorens went on to teach one course on secession and autonomy movements at the New School University in New York. He was also a lecturer at the Yale Poli-Sci Department before settling in as an assistant professor of political science at SUNY Buffalo. He's also an affiliated scholar at the Mercatus Center of George Mason University. Sorens' original Free State Manifesto bemoaned the failure of libertarian candidates to get elected and proposed the creation of a project where like-minded people would, quote, establish residence in a small state and take over the state government, unquote. After that, secession. From the inception of the Free State Project, secession was part of the plan.
No, that's not an accurate statement. I mean, certainly there are some people that are interested in secession, but I don't think it's even viable.
I'm very interested in secession.
I'm interested in it. I like the ideas, but
you're correct, Mark. It was never mentioned anywhere in the official Free State Project documents. And even Sorens backed down from his old takeover the government
statement. Nobody wants to use the term takeover, but I mean, I don't think that it's an inaccurate statement.
Well, it can't be done without the support of people locally. You can't just come in
Agreed.
And like, take an office. You've got to get elected.
Absolutely. That's a correct statement. And mostly I think that's what the Free State Project has done best is to get activated locals. But yeah, I mean, you know, that's what the political process is. Everybody who votes, everybody who casts a ballot wants to take over.
As people bought into the plan, a vote was held to determine what state to move to. The top choices were New Hampshire and Wyoming. Former New Hampshire Governor Craig Benson invited the FSP to move to New Hampshire in 2004.
That's right, Susan. I got invited to the state by the governor. Who invited you here?
Sorens held a press conference at the American Enterprise Institute's offices in Washington, D.C. to announce that the move was beginning. Yes, that's right. The American Enterprise Institute. We'll come back to that. See, she believes there's a conspiracy afoot here. In the beginning, the Free Staters were full of bluster, happy to announce they were coming here to take over. They moved into the town of Grafton and created a lot of trouble with the locals. After a lot of negative publicity, they went underground for some years. During that time, they rehabbed their image and stopped talking about taking over in secession. They moved their target dates back a number of times. These days, the website tells us that, quote, the purpose of this cooperative migration is to create a freer, better society through the electoral process and cultural change, unquote. The migration, by the way, calls for 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Carla Garrick, president of the Free State Project, recently announced a massive fundraising effort in an attempt to ensure that the move happens by 2015. Aye, there's the rub. The Free State Project has been attempting to create the illusion that they are a grassroots organization, just lassoing little libertarian lambs and suggesting that they move to New Hampshire and be peaceful purveyors of liberty and freedom. The Free Keeners, an FSP subgroup, which is not an accurate statement, there are no subgroups of the Free State Project. There are only participants in the Free State Project who then move to New Hampshire and do what they feel is best. I, as one of those participants, thought it would be a good idea to have a blog in Keene and invite locals and New Hampshire natives who also love liberty to be bloggers there. So how can they be a subgroup of the Free State Project if they're not members of the Free State Project? Well, anyway, she goes on to say that the Free Keeners have gotten attention for smoking pot and going naked in public, which isn't entirely true. There are some people who went topless, and none of them were members of the Free Keen, the blog. But Free Keen.
One of them was a New Hampshire native, wasn't she?
One of them was a New Hampshire native.
More than one
was a New Hampshire native.
I can only think of one Free Stater that I know of that went topless.
There's only one Free Stater that I know of that ever went topless as a female in
right.
Keene.
Lots of topless males, and who cares?
And she was arrested for it. The police had to release her and actually apologize to her for making that arrest. It's very rare the police will apologize for anything, but they had to because it wasn't illegal walking down the street topless. Anyway, more coming up here in moments. She says, the diversion clowns have captured a lot of media attention while the serious business of the FSP has been completely ignored. See, Mark, the disobedience was just a sideshow, a diversionary tactic.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You know, this Free State Project thing is a big conspiracy. It's being orchestrated by the Koch brothers, and they're pulling all the strings, and they're setting us up. Setting the status people, the people that love the government, up for failure by just infiltrating us all with all these free staters, these liberty-loving people.
This is the perspective, the paranoid viewpoint of the people that support the status quo. One of them, Susan the Bruce, will share the remainder of her blog post here in a few moments. It's about the Free State Project, which, of course, as we've mentioned to you a number of times on this show, is, in my opinion, the best chance at freedom in your lifetime. You got to get together with others who think like you do and then concentrate your activism in one geographic area. And it's really upsetting these people that support the state. And we'll continue with their thoughts here in moments.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go to get the name brands at rock-bottom prices. I've done plenty of shopping at ManVentureOutpost.com, and I've never been able to find a price that's lower than prices they have there on all kinds of outdoor equipment, whether it's, ammunition or rifle accessories, tents, apparel for hiking and that kind of thing, or water filtration, boating equipment, fish finders, those kind of things. ManVentureOutpost.com's got it. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and don't forget those rock-bottom prices. This is what sets ManVenture Outpost apart, is that you can get the best prices on your outdoor equipment and get it fast. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Now, full disclosure, at some point in the past, this radio show has accepted advertising dollars from the American Enterprise Institute. Is that right, Mark?
The Institute for Humane Studies.
Sorry, IHS. Now,
you're giving a Koch brothers disclaimer?
The IHS has been funded by the Koch brothers, correct?
As I understand it, yep.
Right. So, technically, we have gotten some money, some checks in the past. I don't think we're currently getting anything from them. For purchasing advertisements on this show promoting their college seminars that they were doing.
Well, I suppose that, that there's some wealth that has transferred its way down to, what some large percentage of the male population are descendants of Genghis Khan, and some level of wealth from, say, Nazi war criminals has probably filtered its way on down to Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live supports Genghis Khan and Nazis? Coincidence?
Did the checks, Mark, come along with instructions as to, to go out and do some distracting civil disobedience so as to provide a run cover for those who were doing the serious business of the Free State Project?
No, what the checks came with was the instructions to get people to sign up for their seminars.
The college seminars.
Yes, they have college seminars at IHS.org.
Because Susan the Bruce here at SusanTheBruce.blogspot.com says that the whole free keen civil disobedience thing was just diversionary tactics. She says the diversion clowns have captured a lot of media attention, while the serious business of the Free State Project, meaning the political action, I presume, was completely ignored.
Well, this is politics is full of conspiracy theory. It's chock full of it. Once I, you know, once we had done Free Talk Live and we had been inundated with what we call conspiracy theory callers here on the show, I began to get kind of sensitive to what conspiracy theory is. And then I can't listen to shows like Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh or the shows that I used to listen to in the past without just hearing all kinds of conjecture and innuendo and these kind of things. And I mean, the human conversation is full of conspiracy theory. So I'm not overly excited about this, but it's irresponsible as hell. She's wrong, and she's speaking untruths or lies. You pick which.
Well, isn't it a lot easier to believe that there's some big controlling money interest who's bankrolling the whole thing rather than to actually believe that these people who are moving here for the Free State Project are individuals who made the tough choice of uprooting their lives and their families and their businesses at usually great cost? I mean, I took a serious loss in selling my house in Florida in order to get up here sooner rather than later. Isn't it a lot easier for someone who is a believer in the status quo to go ahead and assign this to conspiracy theory rather than to true grassroots movement?
It's easier just to make up mean little stories about people rather than talking to them and finding out more about them. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. This lady could talk to people if she wanted to.
Certainly, people would. I'd be happy to talk to her if she wants to. Come and meet for coffee.
She says it's not a grassroots movement. The Koch brothers, the far-right billionaire brothers who funded Americans for Prosperity as well as the American Enterprise Institute, have funded Jason Soren's scholarly work. They fund the Institute for Humane Studies.
After he wrote this, yes, that much is true. He's gotten some, but I mean, all kinds of academics get all kinds of funding from all kinds of organizations.
They fund the Institute for Humane Studies that funded Soren.
True.
They also fund the Mercatus Center at George Mason University.
Now, by the way, these are both just George Mason University things. I mean, IHS is at George Mason University.
And they fund George Mason University.
That's really the answer to
Dr.
this.
Dr. Soren's were a race car, he'd have Coke written all over him. A guy named Peter Ayer helped the Free Keen group along. Before he went to Keen, Ayer interned at the Cato Institute, also funded by the Koch brothers.
He also worked for Bureau Crash, which was at CEI.
CEI, also funded by the Koch brothers.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And went on to become a fellow at the Charles G. Koch Charitable Foundation, and then to the Institute of Humane Studies, another Koch project. It's no accident that he turned up in Keene as part of the Free State Project.
No accident? I think we convinced, we made a convincing, I mean, the guy lived in Washington, D.C., and I don't know that
the
he had...
The suggestion she's making is that he came here at the behest of the Koch brothers.
I guess we'd have to get him on to verify that, but it sounds like hokum. Same sounds absolute hokum.
Pete laughed when I showed that to him.
Jason Soren's, does he even participate anymore?
He's still the founder of the Free State Project, but I mean, he's teaching in Buffalo, I think.
Right.
At a school.
See, this is the thing that I really like about the Free State Project, because a lot of these kind of move here projects, and the history of libertarianism is replete with them, are one person says, hey, you know what, I got a really great idea, why don't you all move to where I am, and or they pick some other place, but usually
right.
Where they are, which I think is the most insulting of them. Why don't you pick up and move to where I am, because where I am has special ways that it's better for freedom or whatever, and then they advocate for people moving to where they are, and it has this kind of culty feel.
Yeah,
I mean, like this person with a strong personality has some really great ideas. Why don't you show up and do what I say? You can be kind of like my little minions, and maybe I'll give you little ranks, like little military ranks, and the ones that are very, very good, I'll call my generals or whatever. I mean, it's all kind of weird. Whereas Jason Soren's hasn't even picked up and moved. I hope, really, I love the guy. He's really nice, and his wife Mary also. They're nice people, but I hope they don't hurry. I think it's great that nobody's gathering around this guy and, you know, foaming at the mouth. Oh, you're so wonderful. You know, none of that's going on.
The conspiracy theory, by the way, deepens. In fact, Sorens was an open critic, I think, of some of the civil disobedience up here previously. Him and I have been on at odds.
He said something, I forget because it's been so long, but when I ran for city council, he didn't like some of the things that we talked about.
Doesn't surprise me. We've been at odds with him here and there over time.
And that's the problem with starting a movement of libertarians that's actually successful. I think that the very best critique of the Free State Project is that it's like herding cats. That's true. And some stuff's going to work, some stuff isn't, and maybe it'll peter off if it's not successful.
We'll take a break because the conspiracy deepens here in a few moments, according to Susan the Bruce. But first, we got Blaine on the line in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Blaine.
I recently went to Manhattan, Kansas this weekend for an event called Fake Patty's Day. They celebrate St. Patrick's Day, which was Saturday, is what they celebrated it. Since college is out during that time, they open the bars about 7 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
It's going on. It's all packed. Well, we were taking a walk around, and I'm going to say within a 10-block radius, I passed probably 100 to 150 police officers, 10 at a time riding their bicycles, 5 or 6 surrounding a guy, holding the taser at him, and I just thought it was pretty disgusting.
Mm. Well, I mean, if there's going to be a police presence at an event, it would seem like a St. Paddy's Day event would probably be one where they would want to have some level of security out, right?
Right, but all that seems like they were doing is, like, one of my friends walked across the street. He's 26, had maybe 8 ounces of a pineapple juice and vodka, and in his glass, walked across the street from private property, across the public street to private property, and was promptly given a $200 ticket.
Wow. Fundraising. Okay. Now you'd think that if they're going to have an event where the bars are allowed to open at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. or whatever it is, that they would suspend whatever the dumb rule is about having alcohol on the streets on that day.
Yeah.
Except then they wouldn't make any money, Mark, so they're not about safety. Blaine, thanks for sharing your story, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype. Username there to connect to is lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up. We'll get into the deeper, darker depths of the conspiracy theory surrounding the Free State Project, and you can talk about anything you want as well. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3 next.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.